We've got mail. His final days. Thank you so much for the His Final Days article, April 2006. After being in the Mesa Easter pageant this year, the scenes of Christ's life were really dear to me. I really liked the artwork, and I think it's great to review everything that leads up to Easter, because sometimes we forget that amazing week, as well as the amazing life Christ led. Sarah R., Arizona. Sunday Best. I appreciated the article by Elder Christofferson in the June 2006 issue of The New Era, A Sense of the Sacred. My husband and I are serving a mission in Accra, Ghana, and each Sunday we visit a different ward. We have been impressed that the men and boys come to Sunday meetings dressed in white shirts and ties, and the women and girls come in clean, modest dresses. It is obvious that their clothing is the best they have. Likewise, when they come to the temple, they are dressed in their Sunday best. We marvel at their humility and their desire to show respect to our Father in heaven by dressing appropriately when they enter His holy house, whether it is the meeting house or the temple. Sister Carolyn W., Ghana. Married in the Temple. I enjoyed the article about Nate Solberg in the July 2006 New Era. I thought that it was very positive and gave a good role model for the youth of the church. I know Nate and have a great deal of respect and admiration for him. I know that he has been blessed and has a great testimony of the gospel, as does his wife Jessica. I was disappointed that you mentioned he was married in April, but you failed to finish the story and inform the youth of the church that he and Jessica were married in the Salt Lake Temple, a goal of theirs. William J., Utah. Editor's note. Thank you for this important clarification. Old Treasures. Right now, I am not receiving the New Era, but after looking through some old magazines, I came across some issues from 2004. While reading them, I realized that no matter how old it is, it always remains true and holds the Holy Spirit within its words. No matter how current, the New Era can always uplift in time of need. So if you just can't wait until next month to unwrap that brand new issue of the New Era, I encourage you to look through your old magazines and discover old, but new treasures. Melina May C., California. Q&A Help. I really like each month's Q&A page. It helps me figure out what to do if I have a question I need to ask myself in a similar situation. I have a question for you. What if you want to study the scriptures, but you don't have time? Thanks for your Q&A pages. Megan E., Utah. Editor's note. Thanks for the suggestion. We use real questions like this from readers and would love to get more. Please send them to the address on the inside front cover of the magazine. We love hearing from you. Write us at the following address. Please include the names of your ward and stake or branch and district. New Era, We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220 USA, or email us at newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of article. We've got mail.